doing the sugya of psula edus. Yesterday I was getting all confused, and I wanted to try to slow down, just clarify as much as I can this sugya of psula edus, using as the springboard the Gemara that we have about the malva beribis, right? Where the Gemara said that not only the Mishnah said that a malva beribis is psula edus, the Gemara clearly says not only is the malva, the Gemara says, but also the Loves pasul edus. Unclear from the Gemara whether the Edim, the Arev, we know from Mishnah B'Metzia that all those people have violated Nisr Daraisa by participating in the loan, but we don't know whether they're pasul edus. Now, whether or not they are pasul edus will depend on who is pasul edus. What makes a person pasul edus? So there are two things that need to be clarified. First of all, what are the criteria to make a person pasuleidus? What kind of avera do you need to do in order to become pasuleidus? Which is, I said it yesterday as if it were open and shut and just obvious that anyone who does an avera de chamas or anyone who does an avera that you chayv malchus for is automatically pasul. Not so pashut, although that will be our maskana. It's not so pashut, so we're going to need to work through that. What are the criteria of pasuleidus? And then try to figure out, let's say the criteria involve violating an avera that you chayv malchus for. Well, which averus are you chayv malchus for? That was another thing that was confusing me yesterday. People were asking me, what about this avera, that? And I don't know, are you chayv malchus for signing a shtar that there's a ribis, that's ribis on? I don't know, so we have to discuss what exactly, which averus you actually are chayv malchus for, which averus you're not going to be chayv malchus for. Also notable and important to realize is that all of the psulei edus in our Mishnah were psulei edus midrabbanan, were people who were not real gazlanim. They were mesachik bekuvia, they were malvei beribis, they were mafricha yonim, they were sochrei shviyas. They weren't real ganavim, gazlanim. They were people who did things that were monetarily unethical, and therefore they're pasul midrabbanan le'edus. Now, if you're going to say that a person who violates an isur da'araisa for which you're chayev malchus is pasul edus, and it's clear that he's pasul edus mida oraisa, so is a malva beribis, does he belong in our Mishnah? The lender beribis, he's violating a clear da'araisa. If that avera is bad enough, it's an avera da'araisa, if that avera is bad enough to pasul him le'edus, then he should be pasul edus mida oraisa, which is fine, except he doesn't belong in this Mishnah then. This whole Mishnah is about psulei edus midrabbanan. So that's another thing to take into account. Just before we start, I think you asked me a while ago, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe it wasn't Judah, but I think it was Judah that asked, when we do an asmachta, I know this is going way back, about the Gemara had a case where I pay back $50, and then I say, you know what, if I don't pay back the other $50, you can collect the whole thing. Yeah. Right, why isn't that? Was your question?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay, so it was the question that was asked on the base medrash. So I said, it sounds like such a kasha, it must be discussed in Rishonim. Then I said, no, it must be discussed in the Gemara, because it's such a strong question. And I said, wait, it should even be discussed by Tanaim. It should even be in a Mishnah somewhere. So I was listening last night to Rav Schechter on Asmachta, just because I feel like I still need a little chazar of Asmachta to get it perfectly clear. And he mentioned, he's like, this is a question, he mentioned that question, he said, this is a question that you'd expect the Tanaim to talk about it. I was like, yes, I expect the Tanaim to talk. He said, you'd expect the Amoraim to talk about it. I expect the Amoraim to talk. He said, but in reality, it's only discussed by Rishonim. The Rashba raises this question of why isn't it a problem of Ribbis? And Rashba answers, B'shem the Gaonim, that it's not a problem of ribbis. This has nothing to do with psalades, I'm just mentioning this. That it's not a problem of ribbis because whenever there's a penalty for negligence, it's not ribbis. Ribbis is that part of the loan deal is I'm lending you money and you have to pay me back more. But if I lend you money and you only have to pay me back that amount, but, you know, I'm trying to get it out of you for years already and you're just not paying me back. So, you know, let's say I'm a doctor's office and I keep billing you and you're not paying, and then I add a penalty because you failed to pay, that's not ribbis. Unbelievable chiddush. One would have thought that should definitely be ribbis, because I lend the money, and for the fact that he hung on to the money for that long, that's why he's paying me extra. That's exactly, you would imagine, the definition of ribbis. No, if the original deal is, I give you $100, you pay me back $100, and I only add in the extra money as a later penalty, that's not ribbis. That's how the Rashba answers that kasha. So I just wanted to get that out there. Yeah?
Isn't that what banks do?
No.
A credit company is somebody that
Credit cards do, right? Credit cards add late penalties, but really you're right. If I think I through this, I don't even I don't like the whole idea of credit cards because I don't like spending money I don't have. So I don't. I mean, I have a couple of credit. I never use credit cards, so I have no idea really how it works. I only spend money that I actually have. I use debit cards. You know, it just takes the money out of your bank. So I'm not really sure, but I think my impression is that that's how credit cards work. But banks are, when a bank gives a loan, there's automatic interest starts accruing right away, meaning that day it's the deal is you're going to pay it back. When you look at a mortgage schedule, it's you're clearly paying. You know, each month you get a statement that says how much principal and how much interest you paid this month as you go through your payments. So anyway, that's the chiddush of the Rashba. Okay, now let's get into psuleidus over here a little bit. What makes a person psuleidus? So the first thing you need to know is that there is a Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin. I think we alluded to this Gemara at some point this year, but let's look at it again just in case we didn't or in case we forgot it. The Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, about 15 lines into the page, the last word on the line is Mumar, right after the words Hilchsa Kavasei Dabaye Biyal Kigam. The Gemara says, "Mumar ochel nevelos l'teavon." What if you have a guy who likes to eat nevelos, not because he's trying to be a rebel and go against God? He just really enjoys eating nevelos; they're delicious. So, divrei hakol pasul. Everyone says that such a person is going to be pasul le'edus. However, lahachis. What if he's a guy who eats nevelos because he wants to show God that he could do averos? He's a lahachisnik. So, Abaye amar pasul, Rava amar kasher. Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Why? Abai Amar Pasul the Havale Rasha. Rachmana Amar Al Tashis Rasha Aid. Abai says he's Pasul. Why? Because he's a Rasha. And a Rasha is not allowed to be an aid. Rav Amar Kasher, Rasha Dechamas Be'inan. Rav says no, he's Kasher because being a Rasha doesn't pass you Ledus. Being a Rasha on monetary matters passes you Ledus. You could be the world's biggest villain, but if you're honest in monetary matters, then we're going to accept you Ledus. That's how Rava understands. How do we paskin in this machlokas? This is the number one machlokas in Hilchos Psulei Eidos. Do we paskin like Abaye? Do we paskin like Rava? What's the rule in general when you have machlokas Abaye and Rava? What do we paskin like? So normally, we paskin like Rava. But, halach kabaye biyal kigam, in six examples. In six cases in Shas, and correct, this is one of the examples where we pass on like Abaye, right? The Gemara, it's strange, the Gemara seems like it's going down a different path because the Gemara asks Tiyufta on Abaye and it has a very strong Lashon of Tiyufta da Abaye Tiyufta, but then the Gemara brings it back and says, nah, Hilchsa Kavasei da Abaye, about seven lines from the bottom of the page, that we in fact pass on like Abaye. You get that? So the Gemara asks, Vayi Tosa, what do you mean we pass on like Abaye? We already have a Tiyufta on Abaye? Okay, so the Gemara deals with it. Rashi over there says, on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, on the Dibra Maschila Yal Kigam, that there are six places in Shas we pass on like Abaye. They are, Yesh Lomidas Be'elimitzias. First parak of Gemara probably most of us learned in our lives. Eid Zomeim Hacha, the din of Eid Zomeim, which we're going to have on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, whether Mikanu La'abar L'mafreya Hu Nifsal, Lech Yomin Me'elav, which is din in Erevin, Kiddushin Shalom Nimsru Labi is a din in Kiddushin, Giloy Das Begitin, it's a din by Get, and Mumar Ochel Nevel Slachis. This case of Mumar Ochel Nevel Slachis, that we pass like Abaye, that you are Pasul Eidos, even if you are not a Rasha de Hamas. Even if you violate averos that are not money related. So, but what the Gemara doesn't say is, how bad does the avera have to be? What if I speak Lashon Hara? My pasul eidos if I speak Lashon Hara. So that the Gemara doesn't really deal with. The Gemara just says, as long as you're a Rasha, you're Chayiv Malkus. So for that, we turn to the Rambam. How bad does an avera have to be in order for me to be called a Rasha? So Zak the Rambam, says the Rambam in source number 5 in your packets, in Hilchos Eidos Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, Ezehu Rasha. What is the definition of Rasha? Kol Sha'aver, Aver Shechayev Nala, Malkus, Zehu Rasha Upasul. If you do an Aver for which you are Chayev Malkus, that is a Rasha, and he's Pasul Eidos. Shariah Torah, Karel, Mechayev Malkus, Rasha, Shnemer, Vayim Bin HaKos Rasha. Because the Torah says, if someone violates an aver for which they are chayiv malchus, they are a rasha. Torah says, you give malchus to a rasha. And therefore, says the Rambam, ve'in tzarich lomer mechiv mises beizin shu pasul. So let's say you mechal Shabbos, you don't get malchus for that, you get skila for that. Pasul eidos? So the Rambam says, yeah, you are postulators. Why? Why? Because if you're a Rasha when you do an Avera for which you chayv Malkus, then Kal v'chomer you're a Rasha if you do an Avera for which you chayv Misa, right? Shnema sharhu Rasha Lamus. Skip ahead to Halacha Dalid in the Rambam. Va'od yesham Rishaim shein psulim le'edus af al pi shehin b'nei tashlumin ve'enan b'nei Malkus. Rambam says, but you should know some people are pasul le'edus, even if they did an avera that's less than a chiyuv malchus, that's lower than a chiyuv malchus, where they only have to pay. What kind of avera? So what's that going to be? What's the Rambam going to say? What is everyone agreed to between Abaye and Rav and Chav Zayin Amar Aleph? What kind of rasha for sure is pasul le'edus? Chamas, right? Money related issue. Hol v'lochim mamon she'inu shalehem b'chamas psulin. Once you're rasha to chamas, you're pasul. Shenemar ki yakum yed chamas be'ish kigon haganavim v'chamsanim afal pishichs you're pasul le'edus me'ish haganav v'gazal. If you steal, even if you return it, you're pasul. V'chein eid zomim afal pishichs zomedus mamon v'shilem harez apasul menatar l'chal eidus neid zomim. Even if he pays up, he's going to be pasul. Fine. So the Rambam seems very clear. It seems like there shouldn't be much discussion in the Rambam. The Rambam seems very clear that who's pasul eidus? Two things. Your pasul eidus is midoraisa, it sounds like. If you either do an avera da oraisa that involves malchus or more, or you do an avera da oraisa that involves chamas. Why are the psulim in our Mishnah and Chavdal and Beis only pasul midrabanan? Why are they only pasul midrabanan? No, why do you think they're only pasul midrabanan? It's even lower than that. It's not only nachayv malchus. It's chamas midrabanan. It's the stealing that goes on in our mishnah is not even stealing midaraisa. It's stealing midrabanan. So it's monetary issues that they have, but they're not daraisa monetary issues. If it were daraisa monetary issues, then they'd be pasul midaraisa. And that of course begs the question: what the malva beribis is doing in our mishnah? Because being malva beribis is a Rasha de Chamas on a Doraisa level. He may not get Malkus, but he's a Rasha de Chamas on a Doraisa level. Lending money to Ribbis is definitely an Issa Doraisa. So it seems open and shut from the Rambam that one of two qualifications makes you a Rasha that's Pasuleidus. Either someone who does an Avera that's Malkus or worse, or a Rasha de Chamas on a Doraisa level. Right? So you would imagine no one would argue about that. But of course, Judaism being what it is, there's someone that argues about it. The Knesset HaGedola, I couldn't find the original source of the Knesset HaGedola, but it's quoted here in your packets in source number 6 by the Ktsos. If you look in the second paragraph of the Ktsos, Amnum b'Knesset HaGedola, Simen Lamedalit, the Ktsos HaChoshen, in the second paragraph over there, in Simen Nun Beis, says the Ktsos, it says in Knesset HaGedola, Zelashono, and this is an exact quote, Amar Hama Asif Lo Nehira Lituva. The author says, there's something that's really unclear to me. The Masha Kasva Rambam Zal Perikun Milchus Eidus, Ezu Rasha, Kol Shavar Averish Chayevna Le Malkus. That which the Rambam says, that you know who's Pasul Eidus, someone who doesn't have air for which he's Chayev Malkus. Lav Le Memra, Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Shein Bo Malkus Tolo Psili. If I were to ask you after you read the Rambam, what if you do lav she'in bo maisa? You do a lav that doesn't involve any action. So what's the rule about a lav she'in bo maisa? You know, chayv malchus in it, right? In lokin alav. So if I were to ask you, should he be pasul eidus if you do lav she'in bo maisa? What's a lav? What's an example of lav she'in bo maisa? Anyone think of an example? That's an asay. That's a bitl asay. Lav she'in bo maisa would be, most of the time, violation of a lav involves a maisa, obviously, because lav means don't do this. So if you're violating it, you're doing something. Usually it involves a maisa. There is an isser of nosar in the Torah. You're not allowed to leave over the meat of a karban past its designated time. So if I'm allowed to eat a karban, let's say today and tonight, I'm not allowed to leave it over till tomorrow morning. How do you violate the isser of leaving it over by tomorrow morning? How does one violate that isser? What action do you do? Nothing. You just sit there and wait, and it gets left over, right? So it's a lav she'in bo maisa. You don't get malchus. If I were to ask you after you read the Rambam, should you be pasul eidus if you violated no sir? If you violated lav she'in bo maisa? course not. Rambam says malchus or more. Why is it that a lav shem lemaisa doesn't get malchus? Just by the way, why do you think he doesn't get malchus? Every lav should get malchus. Why should a lav shem lemaisa not get malchus?
The malchus represents the reciprocal action based on the action that he did.
Okay, good. It could be that malchus is we do something to you because you did something. But if you didn't do anything, we're not going to do anything to you, even though you did bad. Even though your inaction was bad and wrong. To build off that, I would have assumed, along those lines, why do we do something bad to you when you do something bad? Because it's much worse to do something bad than to just be lazy and not do something good, right? Or have something bad happen because you were lazy. Right, what's worse, the guy who beats up another guy, or the guy who didn't stop it when he saw someone beating up another guy? So the guy who does the assault, you would imagine, is much worse. The penalty should be much greater. It's a much worse avera. So why do you get malchus? Why don't you get malchus on lav shem b'maisa? One would have imagined, because it's not as bad. Malchus is for really bad averas. Lav shem b'maisa is not as bad. You didn't actively rebel against the Ribono Shel Olam, right? That's what one would have probably imagined, one would think. So anyway, so says the Knesset HaGadol. So again, I asked all of you, and I said, you read the Rambam. Lav Shein B'maisa, should you be Pasul Eidus? And you all said, Lav Shein B'maisa, you should be Kashul Eidus. There's no reason you should be Pasul. Says the Knesset HaGadol. Nah, the Rambam doesn't mean to say that you're not Pasul if you violate Lav Shein B'maisa. You are Pasul. He says, I'll prove it to you. Dim kain kol lav shenitan lasaros misas beizdin. O shenitan l'tashlumin, o shenitan klaseo, lav shabuchol shen lokan lo yenif saledus. He says, you can't tell me every avera that you don't get malchus on, you're not going to be pasaledus. That can't be. Because you don't get malchus for chil Shabbos. You don't get malchus for chil Shabbos. Are you pasaledus for chil Shabbos? Absolutely yes. Right? So Knesset HaGadol says, so it can't be that you're not going to that you're only going to be Pasul Eidus for those things that you have Malchus on. It's Chil Shabbos, you're obviously Pasul Eidus. Or, let's say, a Los Asay of stealing. You don't get Malchus for stealing, what do you have to do? Or damaging somebody, what do you have to do? Pay it back, right? Return it, pay it back. There's no Malchus, and yet you're definitely Pasul Midaraisa for those things. So the Rambam can't be saying that a Lav Shein B'maisa wouldn't possibly lay this. Why are those terrible proofs? Rambam brought both of them up himself. Nu and Vazak. What did the Rambam say? Why is they get possibly lay this for Chil Shabbos? Right, Kavachomer. It's worse than Malchus. It's a bigger avera. A lav shein b'maisa. What did we just say? Is a lower avera than Malchus. It's less bad. That's why you're not going to be possibly lay this. You're less of a rasha. But when you have Michal Shabbos, you're a bigger Rasha. So of course you should be Pasul Eidus. And what about the case of the stealing? The stealing, it's you don't get Malchus. What did the Rambam say about that? Why are you Pasul Eidus? Aye, there's no Malchus. The Rambam dealt with it. What did the Rambam say? Rasha de Hamas. That there are two modes, there are two criteria by which you can become Pasul Eidus. Either you can become Pasul Eidus by violating an avera for which you get malchus, or a rasha to chamas, even if there's no malchus. So these rayas are very, very shver. What about a lav shenita klase? Lav shenita klase is what? What's lav shenita klase? Good. There's a special mitzvah in the Torah that dafka addresses fixing the lav. Let's use Nosar again. Nosar is actually the classic example of Lavanita Klase. Stealing is Lavanita Klase. Why? Why stealing Lavanita Klase? The mitzvah is return it. Nosar is Lavanita Klase because the mitzvah is Be'ish Tisrof, we'll burn it. Right? There's a dafka mitzvah in the Torah to address the violation of the Lav. Good? So now, a Lavanita Klase. You don't get Malchus for. Why not? Why don't you get malchus for lavanita klase? So one way of saying it is, malchus is supposed to address the problem, but the Torah has, meaning give you a kapara for the avera that you did. But the Torah has another way to fix the problem, And that is the mitzvah saseh. And to put it even stronger, what if I get malchus for violating the avera and then I do the assay the next day? Then it will turn out that the malchus was for naught. Right? That the malchus wasn't fair because I fixed it the next day.
After you got the malchus?
Yeah. And then the guy in Beis Din who beat the garbage out of me has violated the avera of beating up another Jew because I didn't need it.
I can't retroactively work like that. Isn't the malchus or the kapara itself?
No, but it will turn out that I didn't need it. That I didn't need it. Meaning, I had an easier way to get the kapara that I wanted to take advantage of.
You should have done it before you got the
kapara. Oh, good. So there is a major sugya Maseches Makos called Kimu Vlo Kimu Bitlu Vlo Bitlu. You there yet? It's like Tezayin, Yizayin, somewhere in the Tezvav, Tezayin. The Gemara discusses, when can a guy who violates a lav Hanitik Laseh, when can you give him Malkus? Is it when you... Do we have the right to say, listen, buddy, we're giving you a chance right now. If you want to do the essay, do it now. I'll give you 24 hours. You don't do it by this time tomorrow, we're giving you Malkus. And he fails to do it. Then maybe we can give him Malkus. That's one shita. Kimuv lo kimuv. We tell him, be mekayim it. Be mekayim that essay. Here's your chance. And he doesn't do it. So then maybe we can give him Malkus right away. The other shita is bitl vo bitl. Is that he, it's not that we give him, he has the rest of his life to do the mitzvah essay. Unless he ruins the chance to do the mitzvah saseh. He makes it impossible to do the mitzvah saseh. For instance, let's say, case of Nosar. He left over Nosar. He's supposed to burn it, right? Instead of burning it, but what did he do? He chopped it up into a million pieces, threw it in the ocean. He has no chance of doing that mitzvah saseh right now. He can't do the mitzvah of Beish Tzrof, right? So now we can give him Malkus, because we know he's not going to be able to do the mitzvah say, he's ruined the opportunity of doing the mitzvah say. Lotika che'em al abanim. You're not allowed to take the mother bird when the baby birds while the mother's still there. The eggs while the mother's still there. Shuloch kan, right? So how do you fix that if you did it? Put it back, send the mother away, and then take it again. Right? What if you ruined that chance of putting it back? You killed the mother. So now you can't. So now do you get Malkus? Right, so that's a discussion of Maseches Malkus. But either way, this Knesset HaGedola, very, very shver. The Knesset HaGedola says, you don't just become possible for things that you get Malkus for, because you get possible edus for Shechil Shabbos and for stealing, and there's no Malkus. And therefore, it has to be that even when you do an Avera that's less than Malkus, you do an Avera that's Lav Shem Ma'isa, still you're going to be Pasala Eidos. Because Pasala Eidos has nothing to do with Malkus, even according to the Rambam. What's he going to do with the words of the Rambam? The Rambam says, why does the Rambam mention Malkus? He says, nah, I'll tell you why the Rambam mentions Malkus. The Rambam says you're Pasala Eidos if you do an Avera that has Malkus. The Rambam doesn't mean only if you do an Avera that has Malkus. It means you don't have to do an Avera that you chayv Misa for. That's all the Rambam is trying to say. Even if you do an Avera that's less than Misa, you're still going to be Pasuleidus. And the example he gave is Malkus. But he doesn't really, there's no special din about Malkus. That's what the Knesset Gedola wants to taina. Says the Ktsos, that's insane. Did he read the Rambam? The Ktsos wonders, did he read the Rambam? He says, I don't understand. If you look at the Rambam deals with the Chil Shabbos issue. With the person who's Chayiv Misa, says that's a Kal V'Chomer. The Rambam deals with the Ganav. He says, well, that's a Rosh HaDechamas. So he says, for sure, anyone who reads the Rambam realizes that the Rambam meant Malkus literally, and anyone who violates Navera, for which he's Chayiv Malkus, should absolutely be Pasul Eidos, but if you violate a Navera that you're not Chayiv Malkus, or worse for, like Elav Shem B'Maisa, you're not Pasul Eidos. He says, "Tmehani eich nelam kol zeh me'amayin hagadol Knesset Gedola me'amayin hagadol Knesset Gedola." He says, "This great wellspring of Torah, the Knesset Gedola, I don't know how he missed this." It's a bomb kasha. How did he miss it? I don't know. The Nesivos agrees with Ktos, right? Obviously, but what he's not sure about is a lav, one second, which case, is a lav hanita klase, where you are then mevatel the opportunity to do a mitzvah sase. Right, let's take that case. Lav hanita klase, the nosar, I leave it over, and then I chop it up into a million pieces, throw it in the ocean. I've been mevatel the opportunity to do a mitzvah sase. Where the halacha is, at that point, according to everybody in Malkus, you get Malkus. Now do I become pasul eidus? Let's say at the time that I did the lav, I'm not pasul eidus. Why? Why am I not pasul eidus at the time that I did the lav? I wasn't chayv Malkus. Still fix it. Now that I make it impossible to fix, do I now become pasul eidus? So why would you say yes? What's the svar to say yes, you do become pasul eidus? So the svar to say yes is pashut. Once it's impossible to fix, I'm chayv Malkus. Chayv Malkus means pasul eidus. What's the svar to say no, that you're not pasul eidus? The Avera didn't get any worse now than when I first did it. When I first did the Avera, I did the Avera last week, let's say. I didn't become pasul eidus. I was allowed to be an aid kiddushin at my friend's wedding that night. Now, a week later, when I didn't do the Avera, all I did now is I ruined my chance to fix it. Now I'm going to be pasul eidus? From what? It's not from the Avera. The Avera didn't make me pasul eidus. So that's a little iffy. Is it the actual receiving of Malkus that pasuls you eidus? Or is it, no, an Avera for which you always get Malkus that pasuls you eidus? Yeah.
Clarification. When you say that a person becomes pasul, is that when Basin gives the psak, he's chayav Malkus, or it's after he does the Avera?
Good question. Pashup Shad, it's when he does the Avera.
So no one knows that he did it.
Right, meaning nowadays people are still pasul eidus if they violate Averas for which a Jew should get Malkus. We don't give Malkus anymore, but people are still pasul eidus.
Because
it's Russia. The din is Russia. He's a Russia when he does it.
So the question is, after he gets the Malkus, is he still pasul?
Yes.
Don't we say that Malkus is Kapara?
It's a Kapara, but he's still a Russia. Right. Question is, can he do tshuva that will make him kosher again? So that's the next sugya. Probably the first thing we do after Sukkot is going to be, I want to discuss theoretically why tshuva works, because tshuva normally doesn't work in Beis Din. I mentioned on Shabbat Shuva, if a guy walks into court with a smoking gun in his hand, and they say, Ruvain, you just killed Shimon, we gave you Asra and everything, you're going to be Chayiv Misa now, why did you do that? And Ruvain says, No, I didn't kill Shimon. The person I was 3 minutes ago when I fired the bullet and killed Shimon. But I've since done tshuva. Now I'm a totally different person. I'm an ish acher legamri. So would we give the person misa? Of course we'd give the person misa. We don't accept the tshuva. Yet when it comes to psulei eidus, we accept tshuva. A guy who's a degenerate gambler. And the Gemara goes through. What does he have to do tshuva that will make him kosher eidus again? Unbelievable. So I want to discuss that eventually, but that's not for right now. Now, what about the... Okay, so now that we got the Malva Baribis, I mean, now that we got the rules down, who's Pasul Eidus? And the rule is Pashut. Anyone who does an Avera that Yechayv Malkus for, or anyone who does a Rasha Decham is Pasul Eidus. The Malva Baribis, for sure Pasul Eidus, right? The guy who's lending money Baribis, obviously is Pasul Eidus. He lent money. It's a Rasha Dechamas. I don't care if he's Chayiv Malkus or not, because he's the Rasha Dechamas. He did an Issa Darai, so that involves Chamas. What about the Lova Beribis? So that we started to discuss yesterday. The Lova Beribis, the guy who borrows money, Beribis. So one could argue he is a little bit of a Rasha Dechamas, because it is the interest of having money right now, no pun intended, but it's in the desire to have money right now, that he borrowed money Beribis. So even though he's losing eventually, because he's going to pay more than he borrowed, but it's still called Chamas a little bit, because he's taking money right now and caused him to do an Avera. That's one possible approach to why the love of Beribis should be possible. If you look at Nimuke Yosef, in the back of the Gemara, Nimuke Yosef, on page Davdalar and Beis, Bidape Arif, in the end of the skinny lines, Muki Yosef writes, "Umal v'beribis nami parishla b'gemara demilva abba beribis katani v'afilu lova pasul umishum lova it's strichle the misni." He says, "Why is mal v'beribis in our Mishnah? It's not really. Pretend it's not there. The only reason we mention the ribbis loan is because we want to talk about the lova. What question is he answering by saying that? By saying that the malva doesn't really belong in that, that we only mention the case of ribbis to talk about the lova? That malva ribbis is daraisa. It doesn't belong in our Mishnah. So he says, yeah, it's not really in our Mishnah. Pretend it's not there. Because it's really all about the lova. The lo mifsel ella mi derabanan. The lova is only pasul mi derabanan. Why is he only pasul midrabanan? He's violating an issur daraisa. Why is he only pasul midrabanan? Again, what do you need to be pasul daraisa? Either an issur daraisa for which you get malchus, or an issur daraisa of chamas. So he says it's neither of those. Diafal gav da avra daraisa lo pasli midaraisa ladin lehayid. Because even though he violated an issur daraisa, he doesn't become pasul. So what he seems to be saying is that although he is a Rasha D'Chamas, Rasha D'Chamas is not only defined as someone who does an Avera D'Oraisa that involves money. It has to be an Avera D'Oraisa that involves money that people realize is an Avera D'Oraisa. If it's an Avera D'Oraisa that involves money that people don't realize is an Avera, then you're not going to be Pasul D'Oraisa. Rasha D'Chamas has to mean something that's socially not acceptable. People realize that that's a problem. Everyone knows it's bad to be a loan shark. But what do we call the people who borrow the money? Victims. Or fools, maybe. Right? What we don't call them Rasha'im. People don't associate borrowing money, beribis, with an Avera. Memele is not even a Rasha D'Chamas. What's the Numukei Yosef also assuming? Does he get Malkus for this Avera? He's assuming that he must not get Malkus, because if he got Malkus for this Avera, then he would be Pasha Pasul Midaraisa. Numukei Yosef is saying, no, he's only Pasul Midrabanan. He doesn't get Malkus, so he's not passing on that end. And he's not even a real Rasha D'Chamas. Why is he not a real Rasha D'Chamas? Because people don't realize that it's really so bad to borrow money beribis. Midrabanan, because he actually is. He's doing an Avera D'Oraisa that involves money, out of the desire for money. So Midrabanan, they made him pasul, like the gambler. Midrabanan, we made him pasul. So that is love of ribis. Yeah?
Are you able to, like, just
no, the Isser he did is Daraisa, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's Pasul Le'edus mi Daraisa. You could violate Alav Shein Bo Maisa, for instance, Isser Daraisa, you're not going to be Pasul Le'edus. So he violated an Avera Daraisa, for sure, that we're not changing. But the Torah doesn't Pasul someone who violates an Avera Daraisa of money unless it feels like stealing. The Rabbanan will Pasul it.
Is there a difference, like,
who?
Like, if it's pasul daraisa or pasul, like, the lova or the...
Oh, is there a difference between someone who's pasul daraisa and pasul rabbanan? Good. We'll see that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to it right now. Numukei Yosef himself goes on to say... Numukei Yosef himself goes on to say exactly what the difference is. He says, Umiu, what if you... The way you work out the ribbis arrangement is it's only ribbis midrabanan. That the Torah doesn't recognize the arrangement as ribbis. It's only ribbis midrabanan, ribbis ketsutza, something like that. It's only ribbis midrabanan. It's only avak ribbis. I don't want to get into the details of what makes ribbis daraisa, what makes ribbis drabanan, mostly because I don't really know them. But let's assume you have this situation where it's only ribbis drabanan. So he says, so in that case, only the malve is going to be pasul, not the lova. Because the love is whole psul in the first place is only psul midrabanan, even on real ribbis, when it's a double drabanan, that the ribbis is only drabanan, plus it's only the love, who's not even included in the ribbis drabanan, mele is not going to be possible. That would be the nafkamina. Right? Now, that's the malve and the love. What about the aid? And it's clear in our Gemara that the love is possible aidus, right? The Gemara says, milve habalo beribbis. What about the Eidim, the Arev, the Sofer? What about all those people? Take a look at the Rush, the back of your Gemara, and Siman Zayin. It's good to familiarize ourselves with all the stuff back here. It's on page Dalid in the pages of the Rush, which is right after the Gemara. Siman Zayin, in the right-hand column, page Dalid, in the pages of the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher. So Siman Zayin is in the right-hand column. The Rush, about 10 lines before the end of the paragraph, about, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up in the skinny lines. In the skinny lines. Says the Rush, V'ha Arev V'ha Edim. What about the Arev and the Edim? Nistapek Rebahem Imhem Psulin. The Re wasn't sure. Are they Pasul or not? Avagav Delav Edim D'Chamas Nin, who it should be. It says Chimud, but it means Chamas. Even though they're not Edim D'Chamas, they're not Rishayim D'Chamas. Why are they not a Rush of the Hamas? Because Edom don't get paid. Right? They're not doing anything for their own money. They're not doing a monetary yisur. They're just signing as Edom on a ribbis document. We pass like Abai. You don't need to be Ede Hamas. But what do you need to be if you're not Ede Hamas? To be postulators, what do you need to be? You need to be in violation of an yisur that? Malchus. So, where's the Malkus? What do they do that gets the Malkus? Meaning, shouldn't you be kosher until proven possible? What's the whole discussion over here? Shouldn't you be kosher until proven possible? The whole issue over here is, Edom, are they postulators? Well, we know the rules. The rules are, you're postulators either if you do Naveri de Chamas, or you do Naveri de Malkus. Do they get, so the question then becomes, we know it's not Chamas for the Edom, do they get Malkus for this? Right? Do they get Malkus for being Edom on the loan? So the Rush writes that they are in violation of an Isser. They are in violation of an Avera D'Oraisa, of Los Hasimen Alav Neshech, Shmos Perichav Beis, Pasachav Dalit. That applies. I'm sorry. He says, he quotes from the Gaonim, if you look at the end, that the Arev and the Edom are not amongst the Psalades. Why? Because they're not in violation of Los Siman Lav Neshech. Los Siman Lav Neshech is only an Isser on the Malva and the Lova. It's not on the Edom. Now it's interesting, in the Yalkut Piurim, in the back in the Masifta Gemaras, he quotes a Bach, where the Bach asks, wait a second, he may not be in violation of Los Siman, but you know what he is in violation of? I think someone asked this the other day. When you sign a shtar that allows other people to lend money beribis, what are you in violation of? Lifnei Iver. So shouldn't that possible have Lifnei Iver? Answers the Bach. What did I answer you when you asked that question? There's no Malkus on Lifnei Iver. So that's how the Bach says. So wait a second. Read that Bach. So think about that Bach for a second. Bach says, they're not in violation of Los Hasimun. Frek the Bach, aye, but they're still in violation of Lifnei Iver. Answers the Bach, no, that's no Malkus. What does that imply? Do you get Malkus for Los Hasimun? I think it implies that you do. Because he's saying, had they been in violation of Los Hasimun, then what? Then they'd be possible. Aye, they're still in violation of Lifnei Iver. Yeah, but that doesn't get Malkus. So that's not going to possible then. The implication is, Los Hasimun does get Malkus. Now what about the Lova? Lova violates Los Hasimun. It's an Issa D'Oraisa that gets Malkus. What does that mean for us? The Lova is therefore what kind of psul? D'Oraisa. The Bach must disagree with the Nemukah Yosef about the Lova. Nemukah Yosef says that the Lova is only possible with Rabbana. After all, there's no Chamas, there's no Chamas because he doesn't recognize that it's stealing. There's no Malkus. Says the Bach, yes, there is Malkus on Los Hasimun. That is a machlokas rishon, whether there is malchus on Los Hasimun. Okay. What about the Arev and the Edom? So are the Arev and Edom apostles? So we said the Gaonim say they're not apostles. Some rishonim say that they, that the Ariv and Edom are pasul. The Ran in Chidushei Ran says that it all depends on your girsa in our Gemara. There's one word in our Gemara that will give it away. Chafheim Ralph, what did the Gemara say? Amar Rava lo v'beribis pasul edos. Frek the Gemara v'anan tanan mal v'beribis. Answers the Gemara. What's the Gemara's answer? Milva haba'a beribis. Some have a girsa. Milva haba'a lo beribis. What difference does it make? Milva haba'a beribis or milva haba'a lo beribis? What does lo imply? Lamed vav. Milva haba'a lo beribis. The loan goes to him. Who are we talking about if the loan is going to him? Lova. Milva Barbaribis, we're not talking about who it's going to. We're talking about the loan. It's all about the loan. Everybody involved in the loan. The Arif, the Edom, everybody. If you're Goris Milva Barbaribis, then it's only about the Lova himself. It's not about just the loan in general. Good. Now, there is. The Mishnah Melech raises the following problem. If you're going to assume that the Edim on Ribbis are Pasul Edus, what do you do with the Rambam? We read the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, who's Pasul Edus? If you do something Yichayev Malkus, or you do something that Yichayev to pay, that's a Rasha Dechamas. Sounds like if you're not a Rasha Dechamas, you're not Pasul. Meaning, if you're going to say the Edom are pasul Edus, what's the psul? They don't fit any of the criteria. They're not a Rashi de Chamas and they're not Chayiv Malkus. So what would you say? What would you say? What would be the psul if it's the Edom? You have to say it's a psul midrabanan. Right? A pasul midrabanan. Because they did something that enabled Chamas. Right? That's what I would have said. I don't know why, but it doesn't seem that the Achronim say that. However, the Nemuche Yosef in Bava Metzia seems to imply that the Edim do get Malkus. Even though the Malveh doesn't, the Edim do. This is Machlokas Rishonim. Would the Edom get Malkus for their Isser of participating in the Ribbis? The Svar, why doesn't the Malva get Malkus? Why wouldn't the Malva get Malkus? Why wouldn't the Malva get Malkus if I lend money to Ribbis? Because if I take extra money, what can I always do to fix it? Give it back, right? So you're not going to get Malkus. Nithon Lishavim. Can the Edom give it back? No, they're not the ones that took the money. So there's reason to argue that the Malva won't get Malkus, but the Edim will get Malkus. If the Edim get Malkus, then you understand that the Edim are going to be possibly even Midoraisa. Why would you say that the Edim should not get Malkus? The argument to say they shouldn't get Malkus is, if the Malva is not going to get Malkus, isn't that a little bit backwards? That the guy, the loan shark, isn't going to get punished, but the witnesses are going to get punished? That's a little schwer. That it's a kal v'chomer. And if you're not going to punish him, then there's no way you're going to be able to punish the Edim. Okay. I guess we'll have to stop there. We don't have another regular shiur till after Sukkot. I guess next week we'll do maybe a couple of Sukkot shiurim. So I guess the next sugya we'll do is Pagin and Dibura and how to do tshuva from Suleidos. So we just got to remember what we're up to. Sunday. Maybe, you know what? Yeah, I have to leave early, but maybe if we could do shiur early on Sunday for whoever's not, you're not around. And Kesma's not, you're not around Sunday either. And Sam is probably not around. Yeah, and maybe the three guys, I would do maybe a little shiur. Maybe we'll do a short shiur, okay, after davening or something, because I'm going to have to leave early. So maybe we'll do a little shiur Sunday. It'll be online. You can listen to it in Israel. We'll do a 10-minute shiur upstairs now. Yeah.